my name is Bill Cox, and I'm going to be doing a recording today, my first podcast. And the podcast is going to be on a program called The Daily Report Wizard. And The Daily Report Wizard is a program that comes with a program called Viper. Daily Report Wizard is just a part of the program. The program is called Viper. And the Daily Report Wizard is just one of the wizards that comes in this program. And I'm going to be talking about that part of the Viper program, the Daily Report Wizard. The Viper program also has several other wizards, a memo wizard, telephone wizard, inventory wizard, stock management wizard, ordering wizard, and so on. But I'm going to be dealing with the Daily Report Wizard. Now, the Daily Report Wizard is a program that creates, print out a daily report. And I am a vending stand operator in the state of Virginia, and we are required to send to the accounting office every day a daily report. It's a business report. And on this business report, you have your cash on hand beginning of day, your sales, your total amount of cash handled during the day. It has your list of invoices and the company that you ordered from and the how much you paid each company. And it has your total purchases, your total expenses, your total amount paid out. Then it gives your total cash handled at the end of the day. In other words, cash on hand in the day, rather. So it starts out with what you begin with, and then at the bottom it has what you ended with. Plus it has your credit card transactions, your tax collected, and on your deposit days, it also gives your deposit amount, and it also gives your weekly percentage for the week. So we have to send this report in every day to the accounting office. Now, I know every state business opportunities or business enterprise program is different, but this is the way it works in the state of Virginia. We send it into the accounting office. So we have to do these reports, and you know, it's sometimes you don't have time to do, especially in my situation. I am totally blind. And for years, I had to depend on someone to assist me with my reports. And one of my employees or my wife or whatever. And sometimes people don't feel like doing things when you want them to do it. Or sometimes they just don't have the time to do it. So I got tired of being late on my reports, because when you don't send your reports in daily, a lot of times you get a phone call from the accounting office saying, we don't have your reports for this day or that day. And then you have to cram and catch them up and all that. But it's easy to get behind if you're a total, because sometimes you can't get people to do it. So I came up with a program that will allow me as a totally blind vending stand operator to create, print out my own daily reports without any sighted assistance, without the help, the aid of anybody else. And I like that, because it gives you an independence that I really appreciate. I don't have to wait for nobody. I can do it myself. And the program gives me that independence. Plus, the program, by being computerized, is accurate. Because a lot of time when you send your daily reports in, there's a lot of math included. You got to figure out this, add this up, subtract this, add this, or whatever. Divide, come up with your percentages for the week and all that. But this program does all this automatically. So you don't have to worry about no mathematical errors and all that. It just works out real good for me. Now, even though it was designed for a total, of course, a partial sighted person can use it, or sighted person can use it. Because when I'm not at work or when I take off, my assistant, she does my reports for me, because this program is so simple. It's user-friendly. You can teach someone to use it in a matter of a minute. So I'm telling you, that simple. It's basically yes and no prompts. and a little typing involved, but not much. So with all that said, what I'm going to attempt to do in this podcast is to show a blind vendor. I don't know if this would help someone else in another state, but I think basically the same information is you need for any facility. So I'm sure that it can be used by someone else other than someone in the state of Virginia. But I'm going to be showing this, and hopefully you will appreciate it as much as I do. So without any further delay, we're going to go right into the program.
And open up the program called Viper.
Windows M, desktop, fold of units view, gold wave, 24 of 36. To okay, move to items.
Okay, V, take me to the Viper icon.
V, Viper.
Okay, and Viper is a program, like I said, that the data report wizard is found inside the Viper program. So I'm going to press the enter key on Viper. And Viper stands for Visually Impaired People Earning Respect. That's what the acronym is. And I'm going to hit enter to go into the Viper program.
Enter. Daily Report Wizard File CHK Program. File CHK Program. File Edit Window Help. The Daily Report Wizard Main Menu. Manager William Cox. Last report is Tuesday, February 10th. Gross percentage is 0.47. To run the Daily Report Setup Program again, press 1. To create a Daily Report, press 2. To view current sales and purchase data, press 3. To monitor count out data, press 4. To print another Daily Report, press 5. To recover a past Daily Report, press 6. To run the error fixer, press 0. To quit this program, press Q. Make your choice.
Okay,
Gross percentage is 0.4.
That was the daily report with the main menu that you just heard. And it has about 7 or 8 different options that's in the main menu. And this program works. It's a program that don't take a lot of skill to work. It works sort of like a automatic teleservice that you use when you call in your bank. You know, press 1 for this, press 2 for this. You know, you might say press 1 for your checking account, press the number 2 for your saving account, or press the number 8 for your balance. Well, the daily report wizard works sort of on that order. And of course, there's a little typing involved, but not much. It's really a user friendly program. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back through the options again. I'm going to root my JAWS cursor and go back through the options again real slowly so you can get an idea, because you might have not heard it too good.
JAWS to piece top file menu blank. The Daily Report Wizard main menu.
The Daily Report Wizard main menu.
Blank. Blank. Manager William Cox.
Manager William Cox, which is me.
Last report is Tuesday, February 10th.
And to tell you, the last report was Tuesday, February 10th, of the last daily report that I've done.
Gross percentage is 0.47.
Tell me my gross percentage is 0.47, which is pretty good for the type of facility that I'm operating.
Blank, blank. To run the daily report setup program again, press 1.
And option 1, if you press 1, it'll run this daily report setup program again. Of course, I've already installed the program, and I've already ran the setup program, so I don't have to do it again. But the setup program is where you input your business data, you know, your first day of operation, your business operating percentage. It asks you what day do you make your deposits on. It asks you your assistant's name, your business name, your business address, business telephone number, business fax number. It asks you what your last inventory amount was. It asks you your tax information, what your tax percentage is if you got a food tax. It also want to know if you collect vending money from vending machines. It asks you a lot of different questions, and you fill in these questions, and then the program sets up itself for your business. So option one is to run the setup again.
Blank. To create a daily report, press 2.
To press 2 will create a daily report, and of course that's what I'm going to be showing you how to do today, and that's option 2.
Blank. To view current sales and purchase data, press 3.
To view current sales and purchase data, press 3. Option 3 will display your sales and purchase data. It'll give you your total amount paid out, your total sales as of today. It'll give you your total expenses, your deposit, your total deposit, your credit card deposit amount. It'll give you your total percentage. It will give you a lot of information, and your average weekly sales. It'll give you a lot of information. All that is under option 3.
Blank. To monitor count out data, press 4.
Press 4 if you want to monitor your count out data. This program is set up where it keeps your count out data stored, because there's a certain way that I do the count out. It's a computerized way, and it stores all this information. And what I do with that is that when I'm not at work and I come back in a day or two later, whatever, I can go and check exactly who did the count out, what time they did the count out, how long it took, what did they count, if it was off by a dollar or whatever. It lets me know that. It let me know how many times they attempted to do the count out. It's kind of a way that let me know that they are doing it right, that nobody trying to do anything underhanded. So it helps me to monitor and keep things accurate.
Blank. To print another daily report, press 5.
Press 5 if you want to print another daily report. You know, sometimes you mail your reports in and they lose them in the office, or sometimes they get lost in the mail, or sometimes, you know, you something happened and you need to print out another daily report. Well, option 5 will print out another daily report if you need it.
Blank. To recover a past daily report, press 6.
Option 6, if you press 6, will give you a chance to recover a daily report. For instance, if I'm on Thursday, and I discover for some reason that I made an error on Monday's report, I can restore it back to Monday. So, in fact, you can restore back as far as 7 days.
Blank. To run the error fixer, press 0.
To run the error fixer, press 0. Well, sometimes, don't happen often, but sometimes, you know, it's a program, so sometimes you run into a error. But if you do, if you run option 0, you hit 0 in the main menu, it'll run an error fixer program, and most likely it'll find the error and it'll correct it for you.
Blank. To quit this program, press Q.
And to quit the program, press Q. So those are the options in the daily report wizard main menu. And of course, we're going to be dealing with option 2, which is create a daily report. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the number 2 on the keyboard.
2. Have you mailed this daily report yet? Daily report mail manager. You need to mail the report for Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. Have you mailed this daily report yet?
Okay. Now what that does, it's got a little feature in there where it asks you, have you mailed your last daily report yet? But sometimes you do a daily report and you actually forget to mail it. So this is just sort of like a reminder.
Have you mailed this daily report yet?
And I'm going to say Y for yes, hit the letter Y.
Y, slash, slash, daily report date input screen. The last daily report was Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. Enter your next daily report date, slash, and slash.
It tells me that what my last daily report was, and it tells me that I need to enter my next daily report date. and
Enter your next daily report date slash slash.
okay, enter my next bill. Okay, the last one I've done was February the 10th, so my next daily report is going to be February the 11th, so I'm putting in 02-11-2009.
Daily report date is Wednesday, February 11th, 2009. Is this daily report correct?
Okay, and it gives me the next date, and it asks me, is it correct? Now, you notice that when I enter the date I enter for the year, I enter 2009. You have to enter a four-digit year. So I'm going to say,
is this daily report correct?
I'm going to say Y for yes. Is that a Y?
Y. 0.00. Daily report invoice input screen. Daily report date is Wednesday, February 11th, 2009. Business day equals 28. Please put expenses on invoice category 0. Company shortcut. Invoice price.
Okay, this right here is a invoice input screen in it. Tells you in here that it gives you the date first, then it tells you that you enter your invoices under two different categories. Category 0 is for expenses, and category 1 is for regular purchases. Anything that you sell, food items, goes under category 1, and your expenses go into category 0, which is stuff like if you buy a printer cartridge or a printer paper or a toaster or whatever, anything that you don't sell goes under expense. So I'm in the daily report invoice screen, and the first thing I need to do is
company shortcut.
It asks me to enter a company shortcut. Now, what the program does is it allows you to create shortcuts for your company so you don't have to type out the company name. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna enter in Pepsi Cola, and the shortcut for Pepsi Cola is PC.
Enter 0.00.
Okay.
Invoice price 0.00.
And it asked me to enter the invoice price. I'm gonna say $200.
200. Period. 00.
Enter.
Enter. Pepsi Cola. Is this the correct wholesale company?
Now, even though I enter PC, it found Pepsi Cola, and it asked me, is it correct? And I'm gonna say yes. Hit Y.
Y. Invoice category selection screen. Choose one of the following options. For regular purchases, press 1. For expenses, press 0. Enter the invoice category for Pepsi Cola.
Now what it did, now we in a invoice category screen. Like I said, for category 1 is regular purchases, and category 0 is for expenses. Pepsi Cola is definitely a regular purchase, so I'm going to hit 1.
1. Delivery day section. Pepsi Cola delivery day is Thursday. Do you want to change Pepsi Cola delivery to Wednesday?
Okay, what happened was Pepsi Cola comes in on Thursday, really. But I'm just putting it in just to demonstrate. So it asking me, am I sure that I want to change Pepsi Cola delivery day to a Wednesday? And of course, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say yeah.
Successful invoice section. Pepsi Cola invoice added. Do you want to add another invoice?
And it lets me know that it was successfully added. And they ask me, do I want to add another invoice? And I'm going to say yes. Why?
Why? 0.00. Daily report invoice input screen. 1. Pepsi Cola 200.00 category 1. Please put expenses on invoice category 0. Company shortcut. Invoice price. Company
okay.
Shortcut.
Okay. And this time I'm going to put in Walmart, and I'm gonna put in shortcut with the WM, and you can create your own shortcuts.
Enter 0 invoice price 0.
And I'm
gonna say
$100 for Walmart.
0. Enter Walmart. Is this the correct wholesale company?
Okay, yes, it is.
Why? Invoice category selection screen. Choose one of the following options. For regular purchases, press 1. For expenses, press 0. Enter the invoice category for Walmart.
And it asked me to enter the invoice category for Walmart. And I'm going to say 0 because, let's say for instance, I bought a toaster from Walmart. So I'm going to say it would be category 0. Hit 0.
0. 0. Expense category screen. For supplies, press 1. For cleaning supplies, press 2. For temporary hired help, press 3. For cleaning crew expenses, press 4. For postage, press 5. For uniforms, press 6. For advertisement, press 7. For pest control, press 8. For linen service, press 9. For miscellaneous, press 10. Make your choice.
Now, what it did when I pressed 0 for the category, it took me into a expense category list, and it gives about 9 different expenses where a toaster would come under supplies, so I'm going to hit S for supplies. I could hit 1, but also you can hit S. Sometimes you can hit the first letter of the name in the category. I'm going to hit S.
S. Successful invoice section. Warmest invoice added. Do you want to add another invoice?
I'm going to say no, I do not want to add another invoice.
N. Are you ready to total your invoices now?
Ask me, am I ready to total my invoices now? And if I would say no, it would take me back to the main menu, and there I just let the computer stay there until another company come in, and then I do the same thing all over again. But let's say it's the time of the day and I'm ready to do a data report. So I'm going to say, yes, I am ready to total.
Are you ready to total your invoices now?
I'm going to say yes.
Y. Purchase calculation section. 1. Pepsi Cola 200.00 category 1. 2. Walnut 100.00 category 0. Total purchases 200.00. Total expenses 100.00. Total amount paid out is 300.00. Is total paid out correct?
And this is right here, the purchase calculation screen. And it let me know that my total amount paid out is $300, which is right. So I'm going to say yes. Why?
Why? Daily report day is Wednesday. Are you doing a weekly closeout today?
Now it tells me that, am I ready to do a weekly closeout today? A closeout is the day that you actually do your deposit. So I do my deposits on Friday, so no, I'm not doing a deposit on a Wednesday.
Are you doing a weekly closeout today?
I'm going to say N for no.
N. Make sure your backup draw amount have not changed. Do you want to check your backup draw?
Now, this right here is a little note saying make sure your backup draw amount haven't changed. Your backup draw is a draw that you keep in your safe, so when it's time to do a count out, you can just slide it out, put it in your register, take the one out of the register, and you can kind of keep the flow of your business going. But sometimes you might go in the backup drawer to get some money out. For instance, company come in and you don't have enough money in the safe to pay them, and you might have to take some out of the backup drawer, but that's not often. Okay, but I'm going to say no, my backup drawer haven't changed, so I'm going to hit no. Hit E.
N. Draw counter section. Now it is time to run off your cash register and batch out your credit card machine. Please follow these steps. 1. First, run off a credit card settlement report. 2. Take the cash register drawer out of the register. 3. Then run off a X and Z cash register receipt. 4. Then put the backup drawer in the cash register. 5. Then count the drawer that you took out of the cash register. Press any key when you are finished.
And this right here is just a note. That's mostly for the girls that when they're doing a count out, it's just sort of like a reminder to show them the procedure or the steps that you go through to actually do a count out. It tells them to first batch out your credit card machine. Then it tells them to take the drawer out of the register and put the backup drawer in. It tells them to run off an X and a Z tape. Because when you run your register off, you run off an X tape and a Z tape to get your data off the register for that day. So it gives them the stuff to go by. So I'm going to hit space bar to go past that.
Space. 0. 0.00. 0.
Now what it does now, it takes me to a register tape input screen. In other words, this is where you input your data from your register receipts. And the first thing it asks for is
enter register receipt number 0. Enter register receipt number 0.
And what it's saying that enter your register receipt number. On your Z tape, when you run your register off, it's gonna be a number up there. And each day is increased by 1. So if $500 a day, tomorrow it'll be 501, the next day it'll be 502. So that way you know that your register was only Z'd out one time that day. Because if if somebody, if the register tape was 5 today and 502 tomorrow, I know that the register was Z'd out twice that day instead of once that day, and I know that that's something that's going on that shouldn't be going on. So I'm going to say that I'm just going to come up with a number off the top of my head. That's at $500. So this is the register
0 0
receipt number is
0
500.
0 enter 0.00 enter sales from register tape 0.0.
Then ask me to enter the sales from the register tape. Let's say the sale was $1,000.
0 0 0 period 0 enter 0 enter customer transactions.
Now they want to know the customer transaction. That's how many customers you had today. I'm gonna say 500.
5 0
customers.
Enter 0. Enter refund amount.
Refund amount. No,
zero,
I'm gonna say zero. No refund amount. So
zero.
I put zero.
Enter. Enter vending machine amount from register tape.
Okay.
0.
Vending machine
0.
Is how much money I actually took out of the vending machine today. I'm gonna say $200.
Zero. Zero. Period. Zero. Enter. Zero. Enter credit card charge amount.
Credit
0.
Card charge
0.
Amount.
Zero.
I'm gonna say that I took $100.
One.
We had $100 in credit card business.
Zero. Enter. Confirmation screen. Register receipt number is 500. Register sales is 1000.00. Customer transactions is 500. Refund amount is 0.00. Vending collected is 200.00. Credit card charge is 100.00. Is the above information correct?
Okay, and you're going to say yes. Why?
Why? Draw counter screen. The new cash register draw amount is 400.00. To count the new cash register draw, press 1. To count draw 2, press 2. To count the safe, press 3. To import data from the...
Okay, this is the draw counter screen. And this is where you will actually put the data into the computer that you take, that you get when you count the draw. Okay. The backup draw is already counted, so we don't have to do that, which is draw one. You don't have to do that again because I just put that in the register. That's already a specific amount of money is already in it. The computer already has that figure already in. So what I got to do is count what I call draw two. So I'm gonna hit number two. And draw two is the draw that I just took out the register.
2.0000 check amount.
And that's me for
0.
Check amount. I'm gonna say no check amount.
Enter. Hundreds. Zero.
No hundreds.
Enter. Fifties.
I'm
zero.
Saying
enter.
No fifties in the
zero.
Draw.
Twenties.
I'm
zero.
Saying I had 3 20s in the draw.
Tens. Zero.
I had 5 10s.
Enter. Fives. Zero.
I had say 12 5s.
Enter. Ones. Zero.
I had
5 0. Enter. Loose quarters.
Loose quarters 40.
Enter. Loose dimes.
50 loose band.
Enter. Loose nickels.
40 loose nickels.
Enter. Loose pennies.
11 loose pennies.
Enter. Quarter rolls.
I had no quarter
enter.
Rolls.
Dime rolls.
No
enter.
Dime rolls.
Nickel rolls.
No
enter.
Nickel rolls.
Penny rolls.
No
enter.
Penny rolls.
50 stacks.
No
enter.
50 stacks. 50
one.
Stacks.
Zero.
Ones as you have 50 ones that you wrap up.
Is the above figures correct? Why?
And ask me if the above figures correct, and I'm going to say yes.
Draw total screen. Total count out for draw 2 is 237.11. Do you want to count another draw?
And yeah, you do want to count a draw. Another draw. You just counted draw 2 and it gave you the total amount that was in draw 2. Now, the reason why I like to use this computerized method is because all you do is put in the amount, how many ones, how many tens, how many quarters, how many nickels, and the computer adds it up. That means that, you know, you don't have any trouble from your addition. You don't, your figure's going to be accurate, because sometimes when you add it up yourself, sometimes you make a lot of mistakes like that. But the computer is going to give you the right total. In fact, let me see me root my Jaws cursor.
Draws to PC. Blank. Total count out for draw 2 is 237.11.
They tell me the total count out is $237.
Blank. Total count out for draw 2 is 237.11.
$237.11. And believe me, it's accurate. Then it asks me...
Blank. Do you want to count another draw?
Do you want to count another draw? And I'm going to say yes, because I have to count the safe. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Y. Draw counter screen. Count out is minus 818.39.
So now I'm going to hit 3 for save.
3. 0.00. 0.00. Zip credit amount. 0.00.
Okay.
Enter. Check amount.
No checks.
Zip enter. Blank. Hundreds.
No
zero
hundreds.
Enter. Fifties. Zero.
Say I had 250.
Two. Enter. Zero. Twenties. Zero.
Let's say I had let's see, I had 20.
Two.
20s.
Zero. 20. Enter. Tens. Zero.
Let's say I had 20.
Two.
Tens.
Zero. Enter. Fives. Zero.
Let's say I had
fives.
Let's
zero.
Had
two. Zero. Enter. Zip ones. Zero.
I said I had 13
one,
ones.
3. Enter. Zip loose quarters.
No
zero.
Loose quarters.
Enter. Loose dimes.
No loose
enter.
Dimes.
Loose nickels.
No
enter.
Loose nickels.
Loose pennies.
No
enter.
Loose pennies.
Quarter rolls.
No
enter.
Quarter rolls.
Zip dime rolls.
No
enter.
Dime rolls.
Nickel rolls.
Sorry,
enter.
No nickel rolls.
Penny rolls. Zero.
I said I had one penny
one,
roll.
Enter. 50 stacks.
And no 50
enter.
Stacks.
Y. Zero. Is the above figures correct? Y.
And I say yes, it is.
Enter. Draw total screen. Total count out for safe is 814.50. Do you want to count another draw?
And I'm going to say no, because I already counted out the draw that I took out the register, which was draw 2, and I counted the safe, and the backup draw was already counted. So all the counting is already done. I'm going to say no.
N. Count out confirmation screen. The new draw in the cash register is 400.00. The new backup draw is 237.11. The safe is 814.50. Total count out is 1450.61. Is the above count out figures correct?
And of course it's correct, because the computer added it up. And if you notice, the backup draw tomorrow is going to be the draw that I counted today, which was draw 2. But tomorrow is going to be the backup draw. So I'm going to say yes, the total is right.
Y. Program message. Count out figure do not coincide with register sales. Count out is 4.89 short. Press any key to continue.
Now it tells me that the sales are off by, let me move my cursor, I know it's $4 or
something. Draws to Pete Blank. Count out is 4.89 short.
4.89, $4.89 short.
Count out figure do not blank. Program message blank. Count out figure do not coincide with register sales.
It said count out figure do not coincide with the register sales.
Count out is 4.89 short.
The count out is $4.89 short. So I know I got a problem. I'm $4.89 short. Somebody made a mistake on the count out. But you know, I'm entering these figures. So this is not actually data. I'm just putting these figures in off the top of my head. And it's 489. It's $4.89 short. So what I'm gonna do is
blank. Press any key to continue.
I'm gonna press any key.
Space. Sales correction screen. To run the count out troubleshooter, to press 1.
And it takes me into a sales correction screen, and I have several options in there. Okay, I'm gonna read the option. I'm gonna root my jaws cursor and go up.
Sales correction screen.
Sales correction screen.
Blank. 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 To run the count out troubleshooter, press 1.
It's a number 1. If I is a count out troubleshooter, and if I do that, it'll give me an idea of what the problem could have been. Like, instantly I hit 1.
1. Troubleshooter screen. Your count out is short by minus 4.89. Things you need to do. 1. Do you have any missing invoices? 2. Do you have any overrings? 3. Did you forget to turn in a receipt from a grocery store? 4. Did you give anyone a refund? Press any key to continue.
And it gives you a list of things that you might have done to cause you to be $4.89 short. So it kind of gives you something to remember. You can sometimes you can think, oh, that's right. I refund somebody. Or yesterday I took $4 out, $5 out of the drawer to pick up something from the store, and I forgot to put the receipt in the register. So that's sort of like a little troubleshooter. I'm going to hit space bar.
Space. Sales correction
And it takes me
screen.
back to the sales correction screen. And I'm gonna go back in
Jaws to
demo and
PC.
read some of the other
Top
options.
biomap blank. Sales corrections blank blank blank. To run the count out truck blank. To do another count out, press 2.
Okay, two will let you do another count out. In other words, if I say, well, let me go and count the money again and see if I made an error. If I hit two, it'll take me back to the count out screen, and therefore I can look through the figures and check my draw account again or whatever and see if there's an error. If it is, I can correct it.
Blank to geo to the register receipt edit screen, press 3. Geo to the register receipt input screen, press 4.
Okay, that's to go to the register receipt input screen. That'll take me back to the screen where I actually put the information in from the register receipt. It'll take me back there, and then I can see if I made a mistake on the in that screen.
Blank to view the countout verification sheet, press 5.
This right here will let me view the countout verification sheet. If I hit five, it'll actually display a list of what I counted in draw one, draw two, and draw three. So I can look back through there and say, okay, no, I didn't put, instead of putting five out, five ones, I put six ones. So that's what that's for.
Blank to add another invoice, press 6.
If I find out that the reason why I'm off today because I forgot to add a $4 and some cent invoice, I can go back in and add that invoice right there.
Blank to adjust sales, press 7.
And seven, if I can't find anything wrong and I just can't figure out what the problem, I can hit seven, and seven will adjust my sales so they'll match my count out.
Blank to return to the daily report administrator menu, press X.
Now, if I want to go back to the daily report wizard, I can just press X. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit seven, and what seven is going to do, since the sales, since I'm $4.89 short, it's going to decrease my sales $4.89. So instead of my sales being $1,000, they're going to bring it down to what, $995.11. So that's what it's going to do. I'm going to hit seven.
7. Warning. Register receipt number violation. Register receipt number should be 1758. Register receipt number is 500. The register receipt number can only be adjusted by the manager. Press any key to geo to the manager's security screen.
Okay. What happened is when I put in that 500, I see that the register receipt number was 500. It actually wasn't 500. So the computer caught that, and that is definitely a violation. So
Jaws to
let me
P
root that up and
top
let you hear that.
daily report wizard file CHK file blank 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 blank. Warning. Register receipt number
It's a
violation.
warning, register receipt number violation.
Blank. Register receipt number should be 1758.
It register receipt number should have been 1758. I just put that number in so you could see that if somebody put in a register receipt that's not right, the computer not gonna let it go through.
Blank. Register receipt number is 500.
The register receipt is 500.
Blank. The register receipt number can only be adjusted by the manager.
The register receipt number can only be adjusted by the manager.
Blank. Press any key to geo to the manager's security screen.
It's saying pressing the key to go. It's a GO, but it's really saying go to the manager security screen. And what happens here is I have to input a security number that I have to allow me to go past this. I'm the only one who can do this. Only the manager can do this. Whenever you run into a violation, the managers have to put a code in order for the program to continue. So, for instance, if I'm not at work and they ran into this error, they would be stuck because I would have to put in my code, and I definitely wouldn't give it to them over the phone. What I would do is I would tell them, okay, just leave it right there. When I come in tomorrow and the next day, I will finish the daily report. But of course, when I come in the next day, I will go into the count out, the feature that in the main menu called monitor your account out, and in there I can find out exactly what was done, what they did wrong, how many times they tried to count it out. And if I find a discrepancy or anything, then I can handle that. But let me hit the space bar to keep going.
Space. Manager's only security screen. The area you are trying to access requires the manager's access number. Press the space bar, then enter the manager's access number.
Okay, I'm gonna
space,
see the space
zero,
bar, enter the
enter
manager
six,
access number.
5, 0, print option screen. Daily report date equals Wednesday, February 11th, 2009. To print a daily report, press P. To view a daily report, press V. Make your choice.
Now, it took me to the daily report print screen after I put my code in. If I had put in the wrong code, it wouldn't let me go anywhere. So I'm in the daily report print screen. It said to print a daily report, press P. To view a daily report, press V. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press V just so you can get an opportunity to see the information that's on a daily report that we send in every day. I'm going to hit V.
V. Business opportunities for the blind incorporated. Daily facility report. Date February 11th, 2009. Facility number 98. Cash on hand beginning of day 855.50. Non-taxable sales 200.00. Taxable sales 795.11. Total sales 995.11. Total cash handled during the day 1850.61. Press any key to continue.
Okay, I'm going to press any key so you can hear some more of the information. It displays just a portion of it, then you press any key and get the red.
Space. Expenses amount purchase cost. 1. Ron at 100.00. Pepsi Cola 200.00. 20.000.00. 30.000.00. 40.000.00.
It gives a list of
50.000.00.
There's only two in there, so
.000.00. 80.000.00. Total expenses 100.00. Total purchase 200.00. Total amount paid out 300.00. Press any key to continue.
Press again, and it's the last part of it.
Space. Cash on hand end of day, including credit card charges 1,550.61. Credit card deposit 100.00. Cash on hand end of day, excluding credit card charges 1,450.61. Petty cash 1,200.00. Meal tax amount 0.00. Signature. Press any key to continue.
Okay.
Space. Is the daily report information correct?
It asked me if it's correct. I'm going to say no because I want to print it. So I'm going to say no so we can go back and get a chance to print it.
N. Daily report correction screen. To print a daily report, press P. To view a daily report,
I'm going to press P to print this time.
P. Daily facility report.
And it's printing
date
out
February
a daily
11,
report. I have a laser
facility
printer here, Hewitt Packard.
Cash on hand begin at day 855.50.
And now a daily
non
report.
Taxable sales 200.00. Taxable sales 795.11.
Good.
Total sales 995.11. Is the daily report printout correct?
Now, what it does is it'll print you out two daily reports. One to mail and one to put in your daily report book that you keep on the job. And ask me now, is the daily report printout correct?
Is the daily report printout correct?
I'm going to say yes.
Why? 0.00. Vending machine section. Welcome to the vending money collected program. Vending collected is 200.00. How much money did you take out of the Pepsi machine? 0.00.
And this is the vending machine section that allows you to let the computer know how much money you took out of which machine. So the first thing it asks me,
how much money did you take out of the Pepsi machine?
That's $50.
Enter. 0.00. Vending machine section. Amount left is 150.00. How much money did you take out of the Coke machine?
$50 out of the Coke machine. 0.00.
Vending machine section. Amount left is 100.00. How much money did you take out of the snack machine?
$100 out.
Saving all sales and purchase data. Please wait.
It said I'm saving sales and purchase data and storing
it. Zero. Checking daily report sales and purchase data. No errors.
Okay, check this. See, no errors. Backing up and cut to
Earl
daily
checking and
report
finding
files.
Earl's.
Please wait.
And Nan is backing up and saving all this information in a zip file. So if I need to restore it, I can.
Daily report wizard
And
file
as soon as
CHK
it took you back to
program.
the main
File
menu.
CHK program. File edit window help. The daily report wizard main menu. Manager William Cox. Last report is Wednesday, February 11th. Gross percentage is 0.47. To run the daily report setup program again, press 1.
And you notice it took me back to the daily report wizard main menu, and the last daily report now is February 11th. It was February 10th, but now it's February 11th. And it takes me back to the main menu. And that is how you can do a daily report being a total without any errors, no mathematical errors, keeps everything accurate. It gives you a lot of flexibility. Now, I just want to say that if right now, if I wanted to print a daily report, I could just go in and print a daily report, hit option 6, and let me print another, I mean option 5, and let me print another daily report. I could restore it back if I wanted to. And, you know, it gives you a lot of flexibility. And what I'm going to do is, what I am going to do before I end this, I'm going to hit option 3 where I'm going to let you see exactly what the sales and purchase data is. So I'm going to hit 3.
3. Business data from January 5th, 2009 to January 30th, 2009. Open business days 19. Closed business days 1. Sales 15,793.47. Vending collected 507.00. Purchases 8,486.77. Expenses 0.00. Total paid out 8,486.77. Operators deposit 2,843.98. Credit card deposit 4,462.72. Total deposit 7,306.70. Percentage 0.46. True percentage 0.46. City food tax 0.00. Average weekly sales 5,264.49. Average daily sales 831.24. Register shortage 16.72. Current shortage 8.33. Press any key to continue.
Now I'm going to root my jaws cursor real quick and go through that. Because first thing, I said something that wasn't exactly accurate.
Jaws to PC.
It,
daily blank, blank. Business data from January 5th, 2009 to January 30th, 2009.
It actually give you your data from your first business day until the last deposit day. The last deposit day was January 30th. So it actually don't calculate the data for the current week. It calculates from the beginning of the quarter to your last deposit day.
So blank. Business data from January 5th, 2009 to January 30th, 2009.
Okay.
Blank. Open business days 19.
It said 19 open days.
Closed business days 1.
One closed day.
Sales 15,793.47.
Sales 15,700 and some dollars.
Vending collected 507.00.
Vending collected is 500 and some dollars.
Purchases 8,486.77.
And it said your purchase is 8,000 and some dollars.
Expenses 0.00.
No expenses from January to January 5th to January 30th, no expenses.
Total paid out 8,486.77. Total paid out 8,486.77. Operators deposit 2,843.98.
And if you go to operating deposit, that's the amount money that the operator that I actually put in the bank. That's not including the credit card money.
Credit card deposit 4,462.72.
$4,000
Total deposit 7,306.70.
Total deposit is $7,000 and some dollars.
Percentage 0.46.
And your percentage from January 5th to January 30th is 46%.
True percentage 0.46.
And true percentage is 0.46.
City food tax 0.00.
I don't pay any food taxes.
Average weekly sales 5,264.49.
Average weekly sales is 5,200 and something.
Average daily sales 831.24.
Average daily sales is 831 some dollar.
Register shortage 16.72.
Register shortage from January 30th up to, I mean, from January 5th to January 30th is.
Average register shortage 16.72.
I've been $16.70 some cent off since beginning of the quarter up to January 30th.
Current shortage 8.33.
And current shortage is 8.33, and that means the current week that's going on is $8 and some cent.
Blank.
That's because of that $4 and some cent I just did.
Press any key to continue.
Yeah, I'm gonna press any key and go back.
Space. Command results. The Daily Report Wizard main
and
menu.
Take you back to the main menu. Well, that's all I want to show you. And this is the Daily Report Wizard. Like I said, a totally blind person can do his own daily report, print them out, mail them in. It even lets you fax them in and all that. And so I've enjoyed doing this. And I, in the future, I would like to show you the installation part of the program and show you the setup part of the program. And then later on, I would like to do the stock wizard, show you how to add stuff to your inventory. The order wizard, show you the way that I do my ordering. It's all computerized. Show you, I got a banking wizard that I do my banking. I have a memo wizard where I do my notes. I have a telephone wizard. I do all my telephone numbers. I even right now I'm working on a grocery program where I can help me do my grocery. When I time to make grocery, I can go through the computer and just mark down what I don't have, what I do have, print it out. And so I, in the future, I hope to get into all that. But my name is Bill Cox, and my email address is mancox53@comcast.net. And that's mancox, M-A-N-C-O-X, 53@comcast.net. Comcast.net, comcast.net. And I don't have a Skype number. But if you want to contact me by email. And I hope you have enjoyed this, and I'm signing off now. Until next time, have a blessed day.